This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 30. God, the Shepherd in the Shadow. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In some translations of the Bible, the darkest valley in Psalm 23 verse 4 is called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Regardless of the translation, the idea of a shadow-cast valley can be frightening. This imagery can remind us of a traumatic loss or a difficult crisis, and our memories of such things can be fearful and frightening. I recall a conversation I had with a widow not long after her spouse of nearly 60 years had passed away. While sitting at her kitchen table, surrounded by photos and stories of their life together, she shared with me her insight on Psalm 23. She spoke about the valley of the shadow of death and how dark it can be when mourning the loss of a loved one. She talked about how quiet and still the house had become, how hard it was to stay in a home filled with memories. It was heartbreaking to hear, yet she also shared a glimpse of hope she had discovered while traveling through that valley. The only way for a shadow to exist, she said, is for a source of light to be present. A shadow is not the absence of light, but rather the evidence of a light nearby. She also noted that the greater the source of light, the smaller the shadow that is cast. Friends, I pray that whatever valley you may be in today or at some other time, the light of Christ may shine bigger and brighter, and that He may be the source of your strength. Pray with me. Lord of light, shine your mercy and love into our darkest valleys, guiding us always to keep our eyes and hearts on you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.